What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Ear Space. Hope y'all are doing well out there. Happy Friday. Happy end of the week. Oh my God, it's actually happening right now. Yo, they said don't fucking be doing anything when this national alert thing happens. I don't know what time it was supposed to happen. But shout out to the feds for fucking having the ability to fucking talk to us all the time. Holy shit, that's weird. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. But on today's episode, we get to know J2 Geeks and Diddy Two Times. They got some shows coming up here, I believe this weekend, out in New Jersey, out in New York. Definitely check them out. There'll be a link in the description wherever you're listening to buy tickets. We also kind of get into it a little bit more on the podcast itself. The song used on this episode is by J2 Geeked called One More Time. Again, link in the description, all that good shit. But I had a great conversation with these two gentlemen talking about, you know, music, what it's like to be a youngster out here, you know, living life, doing your best to stay out of trouble, all that good shit. Rachel, Acid Prod, the intern, is on this one again as well. We keep promoting the fact that she's going to come on and do an individual episode, which is going to happen, just not yet. So be on the lookout for that one. But I had a great time chatting with these guys. Fun times. Definitely like a fun podcast. We talked about some serious shit, but also like, you know, just classic Ear Space shit. I think we beatboxed at some point. It was a good time. So hope you all enjoy it. And for long listeners of the podcast, you know that all this is made possible by Rock 10 Productions. I'll keep it short this time. If you're looking for any recording, mixing, or mastering, check out our website, rock10productions.com. That's rok10productions.com. And without further ado, here's my conversation with J2 Geeked and Diddy Two Times.
Do what you do, baby, ride. I wanna take some time, kissing your body and show you some love. Cause baby girl, you not a dog, and they be in on my timeline. Baby girl, you know that you are my mind. Every time I see it, every rewind. Baby, let me see it one more time, time. It's like every day you wanna argue. Move it brand new, like baby, who are you? If you love me, then I'ma go hard too. You don't want me, then we get depart soon. You redeem me, you tear me apart. Riding with you like you was my car. Took my heart and that left me with parts. Baby girl, you a demon at heart. How you do that? You pull no triggers. With my brother.
Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming out to Ear Space. If you guys just want to introduce yourselves, tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll get on into it.
My name is Diddy Two Times. You feel me?
You know, it's J2 Geek, man. You already know the vibes.
Word. Well, thank you all for coming out. We're going to drop this, I believe what we said, October 6th. You got a show October 7th, is that correct?
Yeah, and the 9th, October 9th.
Okay, cool. So where are they at? Let's just get that out the way, too.
The one in October 7th is in New York. It's on, like, Queens. I think it's Long Island City, Queens. You feel me? You pop out, see me. And then the one is in New Jersey. I gotta look more into that. I haven't been focused on that.
Yeah, no worries. We can, by the time we put this out, we'll link in the description where people can buy tickets and the location and all that other good shit. So we're gonna just like bounce all over the place. Also, Rachel is joining in on this podcast again.
What's up?
We'll have a podcast with her at some point in the near future. She's been guesting on a bunch of them. But we're gonna just fly all over the place here. I guess we'll start here. Like, where are you guys from?
We from Lancaster, like I was born here.
Yeah,
for me. Then I moved to New York when I was young.
Okay,
yeah, for me.
What about you?
I'm from Lancaster too.
Okay,
yeah. This is my brother though. Like, we locked in heavy. Yeah. You feel me? Like, so like, since like, man, was like for real, keep it a buck. That's how I feel like, man. Gangster, that's my brother.
How'd you guys meet each other?
At the park.
Yeah, okay. Water Street. At the park, and like, we met.
Word.
Oh, my son 40. Everything for 40. I'll be bro. For me, he put me on to him. Like, for me, he popped out. We used to play ball. Like, because when when I came down here, I was trying to switch out. Like, I was like, I was doing bad shit in New York. I was drawing, I was getting in trouble. Yeah. So I came down here trying to do different. And I knew I could always, like, I love to play basketball. You feel me? So I was like, for me, I'm going to hop and play basketball and shit.
Yeah. You guys met on the court.
Yeah.
who's better?
He is. Yeah. I don't even play basketball.
He don't hoop. Yeah. He don't play ball. He was just there for fun.
Always, bro. Always.
Big support.
Hell yeah. Always supportive.
That's dope.
That's the type of people I need. Always have around me. People supportive.
Yeah, true.
You not showing support, like, what the fuck you doing around me, bro? Like, right. I don't need the negativity.
Right. Do you make music as well?
Yeah, but I don't have nothing out right now.
Gotcha.
Not yet. He's helping me.
I'm trying to get my son into it for sure. And I got this music video dropping soon. It's the first official joint I did.
Yeah. From you. That's dope, man. How long have you been? How long have you been writing?
I ain't gonna lie, I don't really write like that. The first time I ever wrote, I'm gonna keep it a buck. The first time I ever wrote was when I was locked up.
Yeah.
And when I got locked up, for me, I just started writing a lot of music.
Right.
And that was like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
So, and I've been rapping for like 3 years.
How old are you?
I'm only 18.
Okay.
So yeah.
Are you 18 too?
No, I'm actually 19.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. How old are you, Rachel?
I'm 22. 22? Yeah.
Damn.
I'm 23. What the fuck you be doing?
Yeah, bro, I'm 29.
Ever since I turned 18, bro, I be
feeling old.
Yeah, I be feeling old. Like, hey, man. It be crazy because, like, I be taught, like, because I got filthy little brothers and stuff, like, and they be having their friends over. I be, like, feeling old as shit.
Bro, time fucking flies, man. Especially, you said you got younger siblings.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Bro, like, I have a younger sister that, like, she's 7 years younger than me, right? She's Rachel's age. And, like, just recently, I was like, oh, fuck, like, you're an adult now. You know what I mean? Like, shit, what does that make me? Like, I'm an old man.
That's how I would feel whenever they hit my age. As soon as they hit 18, I'll be like, dead, bro.
Yeah.
Gangsta.
That's awesome. So you said you don't write, or you're mostly like on the freestyle type?
Yeah, like I'll punch in for me. Like,
gotcha.
I like to punch in. I don't like to write for real. Cause
it's
like,
ghosts. Don't worry about it.
I don't like to write because like I feel like it takes too much of my time. Keep it a buck.
Okay.
Gangsta, yeah.
Gotcha. So, I mean, I know we worked together in the past, but you know, we don't have time to like super break it down when we're actually in a session. Like when you punch in, is it like, You first thing that comes to your mind, and then you hear it back, and then you kind of like, you're not writing, but you're like thinking of the next bar.
Yeah, like I'll say something, like, for me, and like if I fuck with it, like, and I'll keep it, and if I don't, I'll just keep going, like, until I still, like, when I start off a song, I usually start off quick. For me, say something. If I fuck with what I said, I'll keep it. If I don't, I'll just do it until I fuck with it, and then I'll just keep doing that.
Yeah. I get that. I feel like, you know, more and more lately, I've been having this discussion with a lot of artists of like, how do you write? Oh, you freestyle. And then freestyling itself has like a whole bunch of different ways to go about it.
Facts. You can take one take.
Yeah.
And then punch it in or do half and half.
Right.
You feel me? Or like rap until you fuck up and then do it like that. Some people do it like that. Like a lot of rappers do it like that nowadays.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of room for error if you do it that way because you're just going all in.
Right.
So I like to take my time and pace myself, you feel me?
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe sometimes I feel like I work faster than most artists.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I got ADHD, so I feel like that helps me.
It's just going everywhere.
My mind. And like I have a passion for music. I really like it. It's like if I really like something, I could put my time and effort into it heavy.
No, I get that. I mean, I was just thinking, like, I feel like freestyling is like both respected and knocked in the same sentence, you know what I mean? Rather than like people that write. But like, I was just thinking for myself, like when I make beats, like I don't sit down and be like, all right, I'm gonna like write this. I just kind of like, stuff just comes out and then I go back and I layer it or I punch whatever. So I'm essentially doing the same thing that you are, just but with like drums and shit.
You know? That's fact. Ain't gonna lie, I'm trying to get into learning how to make beats too.
Oh, word.
Yeah, I want to learn how to make beats, like so I could just make my own beats and stuff, and like, for me.
I mean, you got two great producers here. If you have any questions, you know, we're both open books.
I feel like it seems complicated. I'm gonna keep
it's
it
very
a
complicated.
Yeah, see, look, like I'm not good with complicated stuff.
Yeah.
So like that's what I'm saying. Like when I record my music on at home.
Yeah.
I got like a little mic and like a computer. I use BandLab to keep it being on my computer. That shit is so easy.
Yeah.
Like I got this like preset and I just use the preset Just put that on. And if I want to use auto-tune, put a little auto-tune in my voice, and then I'll just start rapping.
Yeah. Okay, BandLab's dope. I mean, like, I got a lot of people in here that'll use it for, like, demos. So they'll record the whole song, get everything where they want it to be, and then they'll send that to me and be like, all right, this is the layout of the song. Then they'll re-record it here, and then I'll mix it and stuff. So, like, like, the quality, it depends on, like, I mean, I guess we could probably run BandLab here through our DAW or through our setup or whatever, and it would just be using BandLab as, like, the software.
Yeah, facts.
But yeah, I mean, if you're like,
but there's like stuff that you can't do on BandLab that you could do on like Pro Tools and stuff like that, like Logic Pro and shit.
Yeah,
like there's certain shit that you can't do with that.
I mean, I think it's a great starting off point. I mean, in reality, as long as you're making the art, man, you know what I mean.
Facts. And like you heard some of my stuff, like the stuff I have on my IG, like it's like that stuff I made.
Yeah.
On BandLab, so like for me, then it sound pretty good. I think it, like people would be like, oh, "You made that just nah, I made that at the crib." Yeah, dude. Like so I be feeling.
I feel like everything everything always has room for improvement. You know what I mean? But the stuff that I listened to on your Instagram, I was like, "Oh, word!" Like I assumed you just recorded it at another studio or some shit.
Nah,
so good job.
Yeah, I just for me.
Yeah,
and I feel like sometimes. Like, since I've been going to studios and stuff now, like, I just started going to studios more.
Yeah.
I feel like I got to get comfortable, you feel me? Because I make music at home and it sounds 10 times better what I say.
Yeah.
Like, when I came here, I felt like maybe I was comfortable. I made some hot shit with you. Yeah. Like, maybe it was because the bros was here and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
No, I mean, it's...
And there be days, like, I ain't gonna lie, there be days I can't figure out what to say.
Yeah.
Like, some days I'll just be stuck and I can't even make a song.
No, that happens. That happens.
I hate that shit. That shit get me so mad.
That's just a part of it.
Yeah.
That shit get me so mad.
Yeah, beat making is, like, there's definitely a learning curve to it. And I work in, like, Logic X Pro. That's kind of, like, it's been my thing. But it's just, like, watching YouTube videos and also, like, being in sessions with other people who are making beats and asking questions, like they do something, you're like, what did you just do? Oh, I put on a low pass filter. Why? You know? Yeah, and then they explain to you why. So the next time you're going into some shit, you could be like, well, I'm gonna add this in because it worked for this dude or it sounded good in this sense, you know?
That's what I mean. I feel like that's what a lot of rappers do nowadays too, with their music and their lyrics. Like they'll take lyrics, like, or they'll take like little stuff. Like you'll hear something somebody said. And they'll be using it. They'll take it. Like, I do that sometimes, too. I'm going to keep it up. But, like, little stuff. Like, I don't be trying to take a nigga whole line.
Yeah, but, like, phrases and shit.
Dad,
I've noticed that a lot. Especially within, like, the New York, like, drill scene
facts,
and shit.
Yeah, people,
there's, like, 15 different phrases that I'm like, this is on, like, every song. You know what I mean?
But niggas will say that, and they don't know what they're saying.
Yeah.
Like, you got to understand what you're saying to say it. That's why I look at it. Like, there be niggas that just rap and don't know what the fuck they're saying. Like, if you want to really take it serious, you got to really, like, got to, like, you got to know what you're saying. Like, don't be, like, what if you say something? That's dumb as shit.
Right.
Stay true to yourself when you rap.
Word.
Like, you can't rap and cap. Like, I hate it. I hate it. Like,
amen. Facts.
Like, when you find out what something was somebody really about, and then like it don't match their music, so you just be like,
hey, "Yo, bro, you a lame
ass nigga." Yeah. Like, basically, like you just lame.
No, I get that. We haven't talked about this on the podcast in a while, but like, what do you guys think about like self snitching in songs?
God, bro.
I mean, like, nobody thinks it's a good thing.
I can lie, bro.
Go ahead, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. That's that. Like for me, if the feds ever tap into my music, I don't do none of that. I push positivity.
Yeah.
I don't do none of the gang violence. I don't condone the violence. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I feel like, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like it's stupid because the youth is watching.
Yeah.
The kids, the next generation is watching.
Yeah.
We just gonna keep on going in a cycle of people are. You feel me? If people keep on saying that stuff in their music and telling on themselves, they're going to get locked up, and then the next generation is going to do the same, and we just going to be in an endless cycle until somebody stops it. So I feel like we should it should stop now.
Yeah.
Keep it a buck. Like, I think the music's tough. I ain't gonna lie, it's fire. Like, you telling on yourself, there's a price to pay. Like, you gonna get caught if you keep on talking like about stupid shit like that. They gonna know who did it. People aren't dumb.
Yeah.
Like some Philly rappers rapping about murders that are going
like
on.
Real like real specifics.
Yeah, bro. You could get your friends indicted. Like yeah. You basically helping the cops with right. their case, you feel me?
Right.
Like,
but there's some like states and stuff that the cops can't use your music yeah. against you. Like yep. in New York, I think they like passed that. Like in New York you can't like they can't find stuff off your music.
Yeah, I remember there was a big bill that was pushed into law, and I don't know it. I should probably
but I
fucking
think,
look it up, but I don't remember what the verdict was.
But I think that they took it
that law, though.
Yeah, but I think they about. I yeah. think they like made a curve to it, like okay. that they can like yeah, up certain, certain yeah. they certain probably I think at first like it was like in New York when at first it was at New York, as I heard about somebody getting booked because of their music, like
indicted
because their
indicted,
music
like
or what
their
they
whole
said.
Music group.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, facts.
Just for a few songs.
Yeah,
like they indicted their whole friend group. Like,
yeah, and
it was sad.
Me, they're sad. Bro.
Maybe like not to age myself too much, but I know like I'm like 10 years older than you guys, right? Gangster. Fucking Jesus. But what do you think? Like that is like because I notice it a lot with like younger artists that. I guess my question mostly is like, obviously self-snitching in songs is fucking stupid. Don't do it. But like, why do you think people do it? Is it like
people want to see it?
The lack of like thinking that you're going to get caught
nah,
or some shit?
I feel like, nah, keep it a buck. I ain't gonna lie. The rapper's doing it because they've seen it. It's making them lit. Mm. Like that's deep down inside. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Because if I make a song, start telling on myself and I didn't like, I'm a kid still. So like,
yeah.
Now I feel like if I was like when I first started rapping, if I blew up off a song and said some wild shit, I would probably say this keep going because my mom says it's not like you
that's
feel
what
me.
You're saying.
Then I get booked, I probably
just
switch it up.
The clout and shit.
That's yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. You feel me? Keeping yeah. the buzz. That's what it is. Yeah. In my opinion, I think
it's
like
the street cred shit. Like,
yeah,
just
that,
like
yeah
too.
That's what
proving
yeah,
a true. Point. Proving I'm hard because I'm a rapper. I gangbang because I'm a rapper, and
not
that's like
right.
well, and that's not necessarily. I feel like that's like, and it's another reason is people that's all people know growing up too. If they that's how they grew up and that's all
yeah.
they know. You know what I'm saying? So I can't knock it because I've
right,
seen
right.
shit.
Yeah.
You know I'm not gonna say I grew up the best and I ain't gonna say I grew up the worst.
Right.
But mm-hmm. you feel me? Like gangster,
right.
like
yeah,
I've,
no,
like
I
can understand. You
right.
feel me? I can put myself in these shoes.
I guess I'm more talking about like the white boys who mommy and daddy have the money. And
yeah.
then they like they're like,
yeah,
well,
they're like,
I listen to
be
these
a part of it.
Yeah, I listen to these rappers
yeah.
and then therefore I'm gonna talk about owning a gun. And I'm like, we went to high school together, bro. I know
they,
you don't own a gun.
They wanna
you know?
They wanna be a part of that life because they never had that
facts,
life. They wanna yeah. they wanna try it.
They
like,
wanna put yeah. themselves into some hard shit.
They wanna they like, they wanna they
sad.
I feel like especially
like,
those white boys too, I feel like not just a broad that's broad, I feel like that's like OD.
Yeah, just don't
say
white boys.
I say like all the
shout out to the white guys.
Nah, privileged people, like people who grew up with both parents, good life.
Yeah.
I feel like they take it. They don't understand. They got everything thrown at them. They don't understand why we do what we do.
Yeah.
So they want to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they can't understand. They can't understand the hustle, the struggle, nothing.
Survival.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
and that's why I think a lot of rappers rap like that is because it's survival. And
yeah.
if they see they going up, then they gonna keep doing it because
they
gonna get out. That's how
right.
they gonna survive.
Right.
Feel me? That's another thing too.
Yeah.
But like I feel like and like there be like rappers who talk about that and go interviews and they tell the youth like, oh, don't that's corny. They let them know. So
yeah.
deep down inside, I don't think they do it to try and have other people go do it.
Yeah.
Like I feel like part of maybe they try to say it so it doesn't happen. So they like
yeah.
don't do this shit.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
I feel like they just wanted to be known.
Right,
yeah.
right.
You
right.
feel me? Like what's going on in the streets?
Well,
here's
another point, and maybe again, it's just because my mindset has been changing after years of being around all this shit. It's like, I think for the first time, I'm starting to think that, like, you know, like music is always a representation of like your surroundings, of your culture, of whatever's going on.
Word.
To the point that Rachel made too. There are a lot of people that are like trying to imitate whatever the cool music is, and then maybe
mm-hmm.
they. Go down a path that they wouldn't have normally gone down or whatever. I think
that's corny. I ain't gonna lie.
I think it's dumb as shit, but
definitely is.
I think for the first time ever, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it's really just my opinion, but I think for the first time ever, like I'm starting to see like culture reflecting the music more than the music reflecting the culture.
Mm.
Do you guys have any thoughts on that?
Can you like
elaborate? Like, you know, people hearing a song and then being like, oh, I want to go do XYZ because I heard it in the music rather than the music being like, you know what I'm saying?
That's dumb as hell. Don't
I know.
Do that.
You don't think that's true at all?
Like, don't do that. Because it's like, why would you put yourself in that situation? Like,
right.
Keep
right.
it a buck. Like, that's corny. Because
if you don't have to,
right.
don't do it. Word. You feel me? Yeah. Because, like, you just putting yourself
you
in a
you think niggas
want to
go through that?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like.
No, I'm not saying it's a good idea, but, like, mm-hmm. do you guys think that that is a thing that's happening?
Yeah.
Nah, that's for sure. Facts. Gangsta.
People are definitely going to jail for some dumb reasons.
And they, just because they heard it in the song. Mm-hmm. Gangsta, that's it.
Like, the looting in Philly, they seen other people do it. Now they're doing it. You feel me?
Like, I feel like social media is playing a big part of it, too.
That's facts.
Sure. Social media is crazy right now.
Social
everything.
Media is killing this world, bro. Yeah, this society.
You know what's fucked up is everyone has the same opinion on that, yet we are social media.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Gangsta.
Like, it's kind of fucked up.
It's day room. That's dying a lot. Dying a lot. It's day room. I'm going to fake that's day room that we do that. But it's true. Like, the social media is fucked up. You see some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to lie, bro. Scrolling on my Instagram and there was a video of somebody getting shot. Like, what?
Yeah, no, it comes up all the time.
Like, what? That's okay to post now? Like, that's not good.
That
and
is
you know,
interesting, too.
There's kids
changing.
On that app. There's kids on the app. Bro. And there's kids that are seeing this shit. Niggas don't care.
Yeah.
Keep it a buck. People on the internet and stuff, they don't care about nothing.
It's changed a lot, too. Like, I remember when YouTube came out.
Oh, shit.
I subscribed. listen. Yeah, before. Yeah. Yep. This whole fucking podcast is just going to be this. No, I remember when YouTube came out and you had to make an account. If you wanted to see like the more like sketchy shit. So I made an account because Saddam Hussein got assassinated or like publicly executed. And I was like, I want to watch that shit. And that was on YouTube, right?
For real?
Yeah. I think he got, he was hanged. But
before that.
Fuck Saddam Hussein. Completely separate conversation real quick. But like there was violence on YouTube and all over the place. And then there was shit like Live Leak and stuff. That stuff doesn't exist anymore. Faces of Death, all that shit. But. That was a thing, and then it all went away, and then recently
it's
all back. Like there's all this like footage from like the war over in Ukraine and shit that's like all over YouTube again.
Hell
and it's like, well, what the fucking? Where are we drawing the line here? You know what I mean?
I feel like some people did it to raise awareness on like what's going on, but like some people did it to just like.
It's shock value.
To see the gore
like,
and like what's going on. But like
get that reaction.
That's not cool, bro. Yeah, you feel me? Like what's going on in their country should just stay there, bro.
Right,
like you feel me? Like
yeah.
I don't know, bro. I feel like if America go to war with somebody, bro, this is gonna be bad, bro. It's gonna be everywhere.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
and people are gonna troll.
Aren't they talking about drafting and stuff?
I mean, I don't know, man.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, yo.
Losing to Russia, bro. I'm just saying that.
You think we're gonna lose to Russia?
Nah, I don't even care about that. I'm not fighting for this
they
country.
They got better jets than us.
I'm gonna
their
keep it
jets
a buck.
Going Mach 2.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm gonna keep it a
I'm
buck.
Cool. I'm cool.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm not jacking. If they think they drafted me, bro, you might as well just lock me up. I'm not fighting for this shitty country.
Yeah.
The cops are the cop. And another hot take, yo, cops. Cops are fucking up.
Yeah, I mean, cops are fucking up. I think it's like a.
They're good cops. Don't get me wrong.
And don't take
cops.
What bro said, like, to where, like, we mess with the cops because, like, we don't like cops, but, like, there's just some cops out there that would just let you go. Like, I've ran into cops that should have locked me up.
Yeah.
And let
you
us go.
Me?
Yeah.
But. They let us walk
because they know what we go through. Like, there's cops. That's why I'm saying
some people try to understand and try to put themselves in your shoes.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you still got them people who would judge you just by how you look.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like if I would walk up to you and like I had a mask on and I try to talk to you, you probably wouldn't want to approach
me. I'll be a thousand percent honest with you. The other day I was taking the trash out. And a certain individual was standing at the top of the stairs with the mask on. Didn't recognize
you
at all.
He was scared as hell.
I was just like,
I was getting ready to call you too.
Yeah,
I just got done rolling up. I was literally tweaking my phone out.
The mask shit, I'm not going to lie. Like, I wear fucking, I have a whole bunch of those shiesties if anybody wants any. I was going to do a Rock 10 branded one. It didn't work out. They're at my house if you guys want some.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, but, I mean, what the fuck do you mean, though? If somebody wearing a mask, it's like the mask is kind of sus, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I judge masks. I wear the mask, too. You know what I mean? But
I feel like, I don't know, man. So I wear a mask because, yeah, like, you feel me sometimes?
I get it.
Like, you know? I was wearing a mask because my eye. You see my eye.
I understand.
You feel my shit was cooked.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I mean, the mask thing is a whole other fucking conversation because, yeah, like, they push the mask so heavy because of COVID and shit. Then, like, everyone's just wearing masks all the time. And it's like, well, you know, now you can't see anybody's faces or whatever. I took full advantage of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of other people did too. You know what I mean? For whatever other reasons. Word. But, like,
and
you know. I don't know. Maybe just not talk about that one. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think you should judge people based on their appearances at all. But like, masks are also like, you know what I mean? All right, here's an interesting question, right? I got that orange ski mask over there. Ski masks are 100% criminal masks. Like, there's no like, no one wears ski masks like comfortably, like just to hang out and shit, right? Like,
I mean, visually.
Some people do though.
Like some people do.
Right, right.
Like I know some people that like are in the streets and like they literally wear a ski mask just because like their face would be cold. They like the way it feels.
But see, that's the thing though too about the balaclavas is like those are traditionally like fucking worn to keep your face warm and shit.
Yeah.
But then they've been co-opted by fucking violence and shit. So now they fucking ruin the mask and I can't wear the mask anymore without people looking at me being like, oh, fucking, what's this guy doing?
Nah, I be wearing a mask, but I feel like people look at me.
I wear a mask because I get cold.
Word.
I be cold, bro. Like, I'm real anemic. Like,
you gotta eat more red meat.
Bro, I had to get him to come get me because I wasn't walking in 59 degrees.
Yeah, he was like, bro, it's cold.
Said, bro, it's not even
it's not even cold. I walk outside, I'm like, this nigga walk out his crib, he's running over, shaking and shit. I'm like, bro, you good? He's like, bro, it's cold as shit. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
It is that shitty time of the year, man, where all of a sudden, like, I remember, you know, we all forget what it feels like to be cold when it's not cold. But like 60 degrees in the spring is like, oh my God, it's so fucking nice out. 60 degrees now, like I was at the beach like 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is going on, my nigga?
Like, damn.
50 degrees. 60 degrees was just 70 in the beach.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, it's
I feel like Lancaster weather just bipolar though.
Fuck. Yeah, this shit, it'll rain. It'll be in the summertime, it'll rain. It'll be cold as shit. Cold as shit. Like, what? In the summer?
Yeah.
Like,
this I remember the one time we had sleet and it was the summertime. I was playing that football. Ass?
Yeah.
And bro, it was the summertime, bro. I was playing for Junior Tornadoes.
Oh no, nah, that's
in the middle
crazy.
Of the game it just started sleeting. I said, bro,
what?
I remember it snowed in April 2010.
What
I believe
is that when we had like 2 inches of snow, or 2 feet of snow, or something.
I remember because like my
I do remember that. I do remember that. I was down here for like that whole little break of school. Keep it a buck.
Hell yeah, it was
weird.
I was sledding down the high street.
Yeah. Nah, the Price Hill when it snows, that's the best hill
word
to slide
bro.
Down, bro. Nobody drives buck. Down that hill.
So keep it a buck. He talking.
I tried to sled down Grant Street once. There's not enough of a hill. I was tripping on mushrooms. It was on my birthday. Me and my girl are just like jumping onto the street, just fucking not moving. Like, all right,
I can lie. This
just like smacking on the ground, like
Yo, nah, I ain't gonna lie. This hill right here would be cool too.
Yeah,
like, from the beginning, like the top of it.
What, Charlotte Street?
You could dead
strawberry. Yeah,
you could dead slide down this whole joint right here.
Yeah. We should all go sledding when it snows out.
Word.
Oh, be the
I'm
bit.
With it.
I'm down. We could all wear our masks.
They're going to be like, why you got a mask on? Bro, it's cold as
bro,
shit.
Bro, I'm going to be having like 6 pairs of muttons on my hands,
bro.
Yeah,
muttons, bro.
Yeah, it's like we're red.
No way.
Shout out to mutton, dude. That's a fucking, I think it's like lamb. Lamb is mutton.
Oh, my fault.
No, you're
mittens,
good.
The mittens.
I know what you're saying. Shout out to you. Ever you eat lamb?
Nah, bro. I wanted to try that in alligator. I feel like alligators.
I mean, personal preference. It's like fishy chicken.
Fishy chicken?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I've had a rare opportunity.
Fishy chickens.
Yeah. There's a restaurant out in Millersville that every once in a while they do this like wild game night. And you can have all kinds of shit. I had caribou, which isn't really that exotic. I had ostrich, which is mad weird. It's like steak, but it's a bird. I had kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was gross. Real gamey. Anyways,
that fuck shit
it.
Was goat.
Yeah, alligator. I had snake. I ate a rabbit once.
I wanted to try a scorpion.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie.
That, like, candies and shit like that.
The scorpion candy. No. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
It look real good. It look good.
Fuck no, my nigga. If that shit could, bro, a scorpion alive, my nigga, could kill me, nigga.
Yeah,
bro,
a live one. Yeah, that'd be bad because they sting your mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck you think I'm a nigga? No.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing to do with that. Game for like, and like with spiders too, there be niggas eating spiders. And then there's
bugs is wild, niggas eating brain.
Like, yeah. I see somebody eat a cow brain or some shit.
Cow tongue.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, lingua.
Like, what?
Tacos.
What?
Beef tongue.
Like, keep it a buck. Like, what even makes that seem appealing, bro?
I'm not going to lie. Beef tongue's super good.
Nah, fuck that.
It's weird, though. Cow tongue. Yeah, if you look at it, though, you can see, like, the taste buds and shit.
Don't be saying that.
Ew.
Go to any good Spanish spot.
I think it's time to end this one, bro.
New topic.
Fuck
that. What's the most... What's like the wildest shit y'all ever did?
Ooh.
Snitch on yourself.
I can see this because I already got in trouble for it.
Yeah. Statute of limitations.
Chill, don't do too much.
No. I'm allowed to say this, bro, because I already passed the case. They can't retrial me for anything.
Don't include all the specifics.
So me and my friend got into a car, you feel me? And the car is just a bad car, bro. Like, mm-hmm. We started the car, we try to drive, and as we driving, we realize like the wheel is flat, and so like we just sliding, bro. Like, we not even like driving nowhere, bro. Like, we're doing burnouts in the middle of a parking lot, bro. Trying to get away, bro. And like, it was just wasn't working, bro. Mm. I'm be honest
bad
with you,
for
bro.
Business.
Like,
we was
doing burnouts into a parking lot, bro. Trying to park the
mad
car.
It's fun though.
It is.
No, it wasn't fun. We was sliding.
Oh, because the tires.
Yeah,
fucked.
We was trying to like get
you were
the
trying to drift and shit, but you were just
no. We wasn't moving. Trying to drift. We just trying to drive. We was trying to leave.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You weren't like doing burnouts. You just were doing burnouts.
Yeah, it was raining. The back tire was flat.
Got it.
And we just start sliding.
Yeah.
Like, it was real bad, bro. Yeah. That's the most wildest thing I did, bro.
Yeah.
Getting into that car. It was bad.
Yeah. I see where you're going with that. Fun times. Cars.
Wildest thing you did, bro.
Yeah.
I want to hear this.
The wildest thing I did. I'm trying to think. I do some wild shit. I'm going to keep
it
up.
That you're cool with talking about.
That I'm cool with talking about. Damn. Dang.
Bro, sorry, bro. You can tell him about that fight at water.
Fuck
like,
no.
We was tripping. We was both
fuck
tripping.
Fuck no. That's not wild. That's just crazy.
that's not. Bro.
I ain't do shit.
It was wild.
I ain't do shit, bro. No, we ain't talking about that. Gotcha. I'm trying to think. Like,
I'm talking about your eye. You can tell him what happened to your eye.
You're a day rules out.
Bro, I'm just being honest, bro. That was some wild shit.
Was some wild shit. All right, I was just me and this nigga just walking down to like Water Street. Mm-hmm. Like we was down near King, like near here. We was right here. We just walking to Water Street. We get to Fremont Street.
High, drunk, that, bro.
Yeah, we tripping,
tripping.
You know, it's bounced. Like we're on some we're stupid as shit.
Yeah,
we're not in our right mind. If we keeping it a buck.
So boom,
walking down the street.
Yeah, he trips and he grabs my pants and he pulls my pants out
by accident.
Trying to look, he's trying to catch me. He's trying to catch himself. Boom. Yeah, I get mad. I'm drunk. Yeah. I'm bad. I'm like, bro. I'm like, nigga, why the fuck you do that? I get in his face, bro. We're both off. Like, we're both tripping.
Yeah.
So he comes in my face too. Yeah. He's like, bro. He's like, nigga, what? He's da da da. And then his my son Fats. He's not. You feel me? My son Fats comes in between us. He like, yo, bro, chill. Then I push Fats. I'm like, don't touch me, nigga.
Yeah.
And then they both get on me. I'm like, oh shit. Both get on me.
Yeah.
Then boom. I'm trying to push these niggas back, and he thinks I go in his pocket.
Oh, so you punched him in the face?
Yeah,
bro. This thing was by accident, bro.
But keep it a buck. Accident. Keep it
a
buck.
That's my brother, bro.
Yeah, like, that's
bro,
the bro. Right. That's like, my, brother. My brother. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. So we was just tripping, man.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, you know, like,
bro,
how
the last fight I got
fights.
Into was with my best friend in the whole wide world. We beat the shit out of each other in that parking lot.
Oh,
bro. He be like that, bro.
And then like went to breakfast the next day, and we're like, oops. You know what I mean?
Nah. That's a fact, because literally the next day we linked up and was chilling.
It's smoking. Yeah. Smoking at my crib, bro.
Word.
Yeah. Bro, I even called him after the incident talking about, yo, bro, I'm sorry, bro. Like,
look,
I'm sorry.
No, I believe you.
I think I got those messages.
I could show it, bro.
No, man, I believe you. Don't got to
that nigga sounded drunk as shit in it, bro. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Bro, I was like, stuttering and everything, bro. Like,
yeah, look.
Hey, man, you know, you get into a drunk fight with your friend, it makes you better friends. That's my fucking...
Yo, I feel it.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, we be out... Nah, like, I ain't gonna lie... I got a lot. That shit was crazy. My eye was fucked up. He hit me dead in my eye.
It looks
eye.
A lot better than it
Hell
did the
yeah.
other day.
He hit me straight in my eye. Like, it was crazy.
No, shout
and
out
the
to...
And the only reason... My man broke it up and stuff. I walked home mad as shit.
Yeah.
He just stayed outside mad as shit.
Yeah, bro.
He was just... It was just
yelling.
Like, and that whole day was kind of fucked up, if keep it a bean. Like, that day was not a good day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I get that.
That day was a bad day.
I was going to say, shout out to the homie Eric Lutz. Way fucking jacked, dude. One of my like oldest, definitely one of my best friends in the whole wide world. This was years and years ago. We had both went to a funeral, unfortunately, from one of our friends that had passed, and we're just drinking all day. And then he was playing the guitar, and he kept on playing this one riff over and over again. And I was like, bro, like fucking play something else on the fucking guitar. And he was like, oh, no, this will be cool. And we got into this argument over a guitar riff. And then we went to... I think it was like Altana or some shit. I don't even know if that bar is still... I think it's still around. But over on King Street. And we got into a fight in my girlfriend's car, like just fucking smacking each other in the face, being like, whatever, talking about this guitar riff, right? And then we got back here, and we were both wearing like suits and like dress shoes and shit. And I remember earlier that day being like, these are the nicest shoes I've ever had. I am not going to fucking fuck these shoes up.
And then he fucked them up.
Ruined the shoes. Fuck it. The bottoms fell off. Like, we were like going in on each other.
Damn.
The bottom of his shoes fell off his cage.
I'm not going to lie. Eric's a very strong guy.
A buck of I had to, if that happens with my bro.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I wouldn't talk to him like for a whole month.
It was like we were so fucking hammered that all good. You know?
Nah, facts. And I understand.
I also won the fight, so
shut up. Fucking reigning champ.
I would say that I won. I don't know. I got some thick hands. I got a very thick forehead.
There you go.
Shit, I don't know. I guess my eye feel a little stronger now.
Dude, I feel a little stronger now.
He said
he got abs on his eye, boy.
Word. I started working out.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. It's good.
I started blinking OD.
What about you, Rachel? You ever get into a physical altercation?
I've never had to fight anybody ever. Hey, I had people that said they were going to jump me or some shit, and I was just like, why?
Yeah.
Like, what's the big deal? And then I would like say something, and then they would like hit me up on Instagram and be like, hey, man, I'm really sorry about that. I'm like, I don't care.
What'd
like,
you say to him? You got some creepy shit.
You probably say something.
Dude, the one time.
I'm going to cut your eyelids off.
Dude, the one time. Nah. One time, there was this other Rachel in my high school, bro, and she was beefing with me real hard.
There can only
and I don't,
be one.
I don't know why. And I like saw in the hallway one day, and she would always glare at me and be like, oh, I hate that bitch, when I would walk by to make sure I could hear it. And one day,
like,
I just turned to her and I was just like, what's going on? And I waved to her, and like an hour later she's like hitting me. I'm like, you, like, we weren't even beefing, like, you just had an issue. But like, not that. I mean, I've
That's
done some
good, though.
Done some wild shit for sure.
Yeah,
like like 6 years ago in fucking high school. God, that's a long time. I'm feeling old too.
I know.
Like 6 years ago, I took my buddy on like a deal run because he couldn't drive. But I also dropped like 3 times acid before I did that.
Nice.
Oh, shit. And
smart decision.
Yeah, for sure.
Very
for
smart.
Sure. And I was like cooling. I was cooling. We had to stop at like the top of like a 3-way hill, wait for the dude to come behind. They exchanged their bags and then we left. And then I like turned into the Bulls like development or trailer park, whatever it was. And he was just, I was just like, damn, I just kind of turned to turn. Like, I didn't know where we were at all, dude. I was just like, up, turning now. And it just happened to be in the right spot. And then we got back. I was like, damn, I'm never doing that shit again. That is fucking stupid, dude. Fuck that.
I can lie, bro. That shit make you, I never did that shit.
I love psychedelics.
I heard it increases like the way you feel. Yeah. Like it increases your emotions, like how you feel at that moment. Like when you take it. So like bro, my cousin, I'm not gonna say his name on here, but my cousin was really like depressed at the time. He took one, you feel me? And he tried to jump off a balcony, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's risky territory. Crazy.
Yeah, bro.
If you're sad, I wouldn't recommend doing any.
Fuck yeah.
I did shrooms before.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, the house is, like, when I was walking home, I heard that you supposed to stay inside, bro. Like, but the houses were, like, coming down.
No, outside.
Like, the houses was closing down on me, bro. Like, the houses, bro. I felt like they was about to fall down and everything.
It's such a, shrooms are also just so natural, bro. Like, being outside and, like, touching grass, dude, is fucking awesome. Just like being outside and just being like, dude, this is awesome. Trapping yourself inside is definitely not the way to go. I personally like tripping by myself. I have since I was like 17.
I hate it,
bro.
I love it. I think it's so fun. I've locked myself in my dorm room and just make beats, bro. It's awesome.
Nigga, I don't want to do that shit, but I'm scared. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Be scared. Don't just do it for shits and giggles. Like,
yeah, take it seriously.
Do your research. Do your fucking research. That's the only reason why I haven't had a bad trip.
Learn about yourself. You know what I mean? I mean, we talk about psychedelics all the time on this fucking podcast, and I always have to say this because it is real shit. Like, I don't recommend to everybody to do psychedelics. You got a lot of fucking heavy shit going on in your life right now. Like, don't do it. It's only gonna fucking, like, maybe it'll help. And it's hard to say like that because everyone's kind of always has heavy shit going on in their life, you know. But like,
there'd be times though that this stuff go good,
yeah,
and then you get that big ass L.
Bro. Like sometimes, like, I don't know, bro. It's like
the wave, bro. Life goes up and down, man.
Word.
Like certain, like, I could smoke, you feel me?
Yeah.
But like certain things I just can't do because how it makes me feel. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, bro. Like, it's just bad.
I ain't gonna lie, I only smoke weed.
Yeah.
The worst I ever did is like pop perk or something.
Yeah.
And like sip wok. I'll be sipping wok. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
But that shit bad for you.
Lean is dope.
It's just like liquid heroin.
Yeah, essentially. It's bad as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I thought it only had dope and it has heroin in it too.
I mean, it's not that it has heroin in it.
It's like the same effect.
It's illegal. Like heroin. Oh, it's illegal. No, I'm talking about like codeine, morphine, like that type of shit. In general. Yeah. Like I was on fucking codeine when I got my fucking tonsils out, and it was great. It was awesome. But it was like also because I was in so much pain, so like there was a purpose for it versus just having. Yeah, you know? Like,
I lucked out.
Some
man.
People just
I mean,
drink it.
I used to drink that shit heavy. Yeah. That shit is like.
I did dope once, and it made me real sick, and I was like, I don't want to do this.
Facts.
But
that's,
you know,
good though. That's
you
good.
You know what I mean? I lucked out because like I heard that shit's like real fun.
Did you go to college? You know
what I mean? No.
It's addicting.
I heard like people from colleges, like most of them tried like the white girl, like certain they know. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I've done coke before.
White girl
named Kelly. It's like,
oh, dude, I mean,
you're like not missing.
Drugs
out
are
on
fucking.
Much.
No, like, I'm gonna be honest.
No, I'm saying like drugs are great. Like
the only drug.
Coke's fucking awesome. Like all drugs are great. It's the fact that it's bad.
I don't
for
know
you,
about
you
that.
You know what I mean?
I feel like certain drugs are cool, but like certain drugs I personally wouldn't touch. Yeah. But like certain drugs is cool. Like. I feel like some opioids is cool. You feel me?
I mean,
like,
none of it's cool, but when I say like it's
not
feels
like
great
like, to like,
you know
to, like
I mean?
Do and stuff like that. Yeah. But like some drugs, like it's just not cool. Like
kids don't
needles,
do drugs.
Yeah,
needles. Like I like that type of stuff. Like
yeah.
I hate seeing it, bro. Like
yeah.
I'd rat like. Bro, this one guy, bro, I give him some weed just because I ain't want him to do that shit, bro. Like,
don't do drugs. Don't even, smoke weed. It's bad. It's not good for you.
You guys, you guys are on the right path. Crazy,
stay
bro.
In school.
Try heroin.
Stay in school and do good in school,
yeah, bro. Yeah.
and get a life.
I mean, sometimes you luck out. Like graduate. You said, how you did some shit and you didn't get like into it. And like that's how I feel about like yay. Like every time I do it, I'm like, oh, this is dope. And then like the come down to where I'm just like, fuck this, dude. Yeah, like I'd rather just like smoke weed sometimes. Yeah. Or, it's the like, only drug. Dude,
The only drug I was ever addicted to was MDMA.
Yeah,
what is that?
For like a whole year.
Like Molly.
Oh, okay.
I was having a good old time for like a whole year.
Oh yeah, dude.
And see, then it just was like,
I'm with you on that one.
I was DJing. I was hanging out with these loose fast women. You know what I mean?
My God.
I feel like I never had
funny as hell. He's funny as hell.
I feel like I never had that issue. Like nothing ever like hit me like the way I smoke. When I smoke weed, I be getting fried. Like
bars is crazy. I used to be addicted to bands.
Look, I try. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like I used to do that, but it would never like I would never feel like the same
satisfaction
when I'm getting high. When I'm smoking weed,
yeah,
I be feeling like that shit the best high.
That's a good thing.
Bro,
keep with that.
Even when I was sipping guac, like it would just be like, damn, like this shit does not. Like,
that low key made me depressed, like
maybe
a zombie.
maybe it's because like my mindset doesn't want me to. My mind, you know, like because your mind will do shit like that too. Like your mind will be like, damn, this shit. Like you know deep down inside that it's not good for you, and you could. That shit will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Your mind won't want to fuck with it. Like, your mind will not give you... Like, your mind will reject it.
Sounds like you got a good mind then, man.
I guess.
That's good to hear.
Like, there's certain shit, like, I would never try. Like, I would never try dope, none of that. Like, it's just like... Because, like, bro, I've seen what it does to people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I don't want that for my life. Yeah.
Bro, I seen people like
I seen people
down,
OD
like looking like right they're in sucking front of their own dick, bro. Yeah. Like
OD,
crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Drugs are not good.
Yeah,
dude, bro. Drugs are bad.
Once you start losing people to them too, it's like you can go either way. You're just like, oh fuck this, like, it's not worth it, or it's just like, well, who fucking cares? I guess. Like,
yeah, like
I had a friend that lost somebody like to drugs.
Yeah,
and she doesn't have nothing to do with drugs no more. Like, she'll like. Bro, she don't even want me smoking. Like, it's to the point, like, I can't smoke around her. You feel me?
It's
like,
good to have people looking out for you, for sure. Like, if I'm drinking too much, I have my buddies that are like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what's the point of this? I don't know. I'm just fucking, well, don't. Like, figure something else out. Put your time into anything else. Like, you don't need to be doing this every day, every night, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck that. So we talk about that a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like you need to give yourself a break from, like, certain, like drugs, bro, because, like, I'll go a whole month without smoking because like I feel as though like that's the month like I need to get my body right and I need to get my mind straight.
Yo, I got locked when I was locked up. I was going through the worst time, bro. I could not smoke. I was tight, but I would keep it a buck. I would keep it a buck. Like, so look, I was locked up. Then they moved me to this placement, and this placement I was where it was at. I could go get a job.
Mm.
So I went and got a job, and you know I got a cart. I had somebody go to the store, buy me a cart with a little battery. So every time I go to work, if I need a new one, I do that.
Yeah.
And then they when I would come back, they wouldn't strip search me. They just pat me down.
Right.
Right. Right.
So I just.
Where there is a will, there is a way.
Hell, bro, you know you could go to jail for like 10 things you just said, bro, because like you just smuggled shit into a placement.
Yo. They caught me a couple times.
Oh,
I caught a couple times. They know. They drug test. They go there. If you could leave the placement and go, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
They not watch. They're gonna drug test you.
Yeah, because you can go anywhere and do fucking whatever with anybody.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
They will drug test you.
Facts.
So I ain't gonna lie. I failed like the first two, and then you feel me? I started passing. I don't know how I started passing, but
I've never been in a, like a placement. I've been in the county, bro.
County.
That shit hot, bro.
Ah. Yeah.
I got booked during the summer, bro. Like, I feel like people need to know this, bro. Jail not where you need to be at, bro.
Yeah, I think there's that's no the general consensus is the jail's a bad place.
Yeah, bro. It's like 150 degrees in there. They don't got no AC.
And then during the winter, I don't think they got heat.
Nah, they don't. So they don't have heat nor AC inside the cell. So like, it's basically like, it's basically like you're just bro. Like,
which is fucked up. That's fucked up. Like they treating us like fucking animals and shit.
Like, you gotta get locked up in like the Netherlands. And shit.
I was about to say,
they got
hotel rooms, bro. You got a TV in that. Hell yeah.
They focus more on like
rehabilitation versus like, oh, let's prove a point that you guys are bad.
Yeah, bro.
That's why people are in and out. Like, we were just talking about one of our, I don't know, really buddies, but like a dude that I'm like cool with, like he's fucking mid-30s in and out of jail like his whole life. And it's just like,
and that's sometimes, and once, like, you first get booked, that's all you know,
right? And then like, but it's like the system is fucked because you're like, just you're bound to end up back
it's not setting
there.
Some people,
you're not gonna learn
to
shit
be better,
some people live better in jail.
I mean, some I mean,
it's
there,
very true.
There's like,
that's a fucked, it's up fucked statement up. But mm-hmm. it's very true.
It's fucked up.
I know some people that are like, as soon as they get out, they're like, all right, bet, like, I'll do this or that or whatever. But, like,
see,
look, I need to go back.
Nah, that's not. When I got booked the first time, I came home.
Jail, though.
The first time I got booked, I didn't go to a placement. The second time I got booked, I came home and I was just doing the same shit. Because I was like, this shit's sweet.
Yeah.
I'm like, they ain't going to do shit to me. I'm just going to go there again.
But you
got to
understand,
and
there's,
then, boom,
there's
I did
like,
placement. And I mean, I was like when I would do my schoolwork and when I was locked up and stuff, like when I was home, I was skipping school, not going to school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Stay
shit like that. Stay in school.
Don't go to college.
Go to college.
Nah, fuck college.
Nah, fuck college. Learn elsewhere.
Yeah, you don't gotta go to college.
Do something with your life.
Just get your diploma.
I mean,
finish high school. Finish high school. College is kind of whatever. And depending on what you want to do. I've learned more here in the past
keep
4 months
it a buck.
Than I've learned in 4 years of college.
Keep it a buck. You don't real life need and no like type of education to be successful in life.
Yeah, there's
so many
billionaires right now,
stuff.
And they didn't go to college.
You know what I mean?
But there's so much stuff you could do that
true.
You could just
right.
People just gotta use it.
You could fucking
people
go like
are,
this on TikTok and make like $7,000.
Yeah.
You know I mean?
People,
NPC shit.
Yo, people.
We're rap, bro.
And it's crazy because. People aren't using that to their advantage. Like, if you seeing people doing it, why you not? You could do the same shit. You just gotta put your mind.
I say this shit all the time, man. All you gotta do is get a phone.
It's because
the world is built off of money. If you don't have money, you cannot succeed.
It's because what's it called?
To a degree.
Nah, bro.
It's because everybody likes
power.
Watching it. They don't want to put the time into it.
It's a big statement.
But
it's
like, once you realize that you have everything, like everything's already available to you. Like, we're in a time now where it's like, if you're like, dude, I want to learn how to play the fucking guitar.
You could
like,
do that.
You don't have to find a teacher. You don't have to go. You can set up some shit in your room, put on YouTube and learn how to play the guitar. Like,
I mean, I don't want to interrupt you on that. I just to really nail that point home. Like, if you get a phone, if you get access to the internet, you can learn whatever the fuck. But we also like in that statement kind of gloss over the fact that like phones aren't free. Like, the internet's not free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you do have to have some type of fucking income, but like, you could get a job doing whatever the fuck to get this and then use that to expand your knowledge to learn new skills where you can make more money and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Like
it's
Bitcoin,
not, you know what I mean?
And shit.
Like,
Bitcoin, Forex, like,
or like
there's a lot of stuff you could do nowadays online just to make money. So, like,
Prize Picks.
You just have to have the hustle and mindset.
Gambling.
Yeah.
The prize,
the
Prize Pick stuff, bro, that shit really real. Like, you could really, if you watch football,
it is
heavy,
gambling, yes.
But think about it. You're watching the, if a football, you could really.
Yeah, if you study it, you learn.
Study.
I had a guy sit right there where you are right now that's a professional gambler. That's all he does.
And he potted bread.
He makes good money.
Exactly.
But that's
because
he studies the sport. He takes it like super fucking serious.
Yep.
Spends tons of fucking time learning all the stats, all
that's
the other shit.
That's what you
gotta
do.
And he just places bets.
If you do that, you're bound to win.
But I will say, in that same sentence, I've also had somebody sit in across from me that is super into gambling that like lost all their shit and is fucked. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like, well, all right, like, what kind of games are you playing? What effort are you putting in is what you will most likely receive in anything in life. You know what I mean? Like,
you gotta
if you want to fucking work really fucking hard on some shit, and, like, when I say put your all into it, I mean, like, literally, like, I mean, I can only speak from my own perspective, right? Like, the studio and shit, like, I've put all of my being into this, and it's been working out, you know what I mean? If I half-assed it, like, and I wanted everything in return, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna gamble, like,
you gotta put all into
fucking
it.
Research
but,
the shit.
But you know sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, sometimes, like, I ain't gonna lie, I learned this, I feel like I was putting my too much into my music. Like, my life was just all about my music. I didn't have balance.
Yeah.
I wasn't balancing. It was just music. My life was down here. So, like, you got to balance your life out.
Yeah.
You can't just, you got to have it balanced.
I mean, I would say balance is extremely important for both financial and, like,
amen.
Like, fucking human existence. You know what I'm saying? Like,
your
you just
mind,
work
too, your
24/7.
Head,
like, I mean, dude, I always use this example. Like, I got a couple NPC. Buddies that make, like, really, really, really good money and are sad as fuck. And I got a bunch of buddies that have no fucking anything going on and they're super happy. And I also know a bunch of people in the middle that are, like, have a good work-life balance, that are happy as fuck, and they got enough to get by. You know what I mean? It really just depends on what you want to do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever want
to
be...
satisfied with working, like, a 9-to-5?
Yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like social media is really pushed to be... everyone has to be an entrepreneur. You got to make $1 billion and shit. Like,
fuck,
if that's what you want to do, understand the sacrifices they're going to have to make to
hell
do that.
Yeah.
Right? But at the same time, like, there's nothing wrong with fucking, you know, making couches or fucking, you know what I mean, like, working in a factory or whatever the fuck, like, whatever whatever you want to do with your life, like,
word. I feel like, you know what I mean? I feel like me, it's like, I don't want to do that. I want to be bigger than that. It's like,
not do what?
I want to work a 9-to-5.
Got it.
But it's because I will if I have to.
Yeah,
you feel me? But like, I'm putting all into my music. Like,
yeah.
I'm really going hard with it.
Well, I would say, like, to your point earlier of, like, I forgot exactly how you phrased it, but, like, the money, like, creates power, creates opportunity, whatnot. Like, if you can work a 9-to-5 while also learning other skills and using that money to supplement whatever the thing
is. Yeah, that's what I'd be doing.
That's, like, the fucking key.
That's what
man.
I'd be doing. I'm going to keep it a buck. Like, until I'm up and good, you feel me?
Yeah.
With my music, then I'm going to just be working a 9-to-5 to support it.
Yeah. And then you fucking, you make it work until you, like, don't have to do the
Rod Wave
anymore.
Did it.
You know what I'm saying?
He still got images of him at McDonald's rapping, bro. Like,
cool.
Rod Wave.
Yeah.
Rod Wave worked at McDonald's. Like,
yeah, hell yeah.
You got to understand,
facts.
Like, it's just not going to take off where you need it to be.
It's
going to
look like it happened overnight.
Me?
Right.
Look at Meek Mill. Meek Mill was on a block in Philly rapping at some bummy clothes, looking like a bum.
All the old freestyle shit.
And then
now my man's wearing a Mary every day, $1,000 G's every day.
Virgil,
like, nobody sees like the
hearts.
Work. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
nobody.
Like, we as the consumers of the thing always see, like,
it's just
here's this packaged artist with all this shit. Like, you know, you guys understand, like, as artists and
hard.
Shit, like, there's a lot of
it
shit
look, it
that
look,
goes
like,
on.
Yeah,
you know?
It looks like good. It looked like it happened overnight. Keep it a buck.
Yeah.
Like, I seen a side-by-side picture of him one day and then the next.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that shit look crazy.
Yeah.
When you're talking about,
diamonds,
like,
on his shit. I'm like, oh,
but
shit.
But in reality, it's like years
it's not,
of fucking
and look,
and
when
shit,
I first
you know?
Started rapping, I was thinking, oh, it's going to happen quick as shit. No,
yeah.
No.
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 You got to be consistent. You got to
be
fucking,
I ain't gonna lie,
always
that's
getting better.
That's what's wrong with me. I don't post music. I don't drop like that.
Do that.
I barely do it either.
I mean, fuck, we could all do better.
I feel like only reason I don't drop like that is because, like, I don't think I'm ready. I'll be like, I don't
feel.
That's fine. I don't be
feeling.
Keep
practicing.
Yeah, keep learning.
I could, like, nah. I feel like, I don't know why. I feel like I just don't drop because I be forgetting. Keep it a buck,
too.
Me
too, bro.
I'm going to drop this. Like, I was saying I was going
to
drop this album, and I didn't drop it.
I've been sitting on an album for 5 years.
Shout
started
out to
it my fresh,
strangers.
My yeah,
oh,
started my freshman year of college. And, like, you were talking about putting everything into music and not having, like, a balance. Like, I realized recently that I don't have any fucking hobbies.
Like, music's all I do. Word. And it's what I want to do as a career. Like, I want to be an engineer. I want to be a producer. That's what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Too.
But I need to have something else so I'm not getting burnt out. And then the idea of music just becomes work. So I want to, like, pick up the sax again and, like, learn how to play a new instrument or fucking crochet or whatever. I don't fucking care.
Nah, that's a fact. That's how, when I was, like, in the placement, I was thinking that they would, like, when I would get home passes and stuff, I'll go to the studio or just use my home stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, so I was thinking, like, you feel me? That's how I was thinking, too. Like, damn, this is the only thing I like to do when I'm, like, even when I was locked up in a place, writing music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, listening to beats on a computer.
Important. It's hard.
I was reading when I was locked up, bro.
Yeah. I was reading, too, but I was reading. Shit. Yeah,
see, even
I was reading.
That's good.
Like, I was reading, shit, like, because you know? When you would go to sleep, when you got to go to your joint, to go to sleep. I'm reading. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm reading.
Once they lock you in, bro, there's just no coming out. So, like,
so why not read?
You got, like, 30 minutes, bro, to be out your cell. That's, like, 15 minutes to take a shower. Yeah. You got, like, 20 minutes, like, on the phone, bro. Like, you mean, like, you just got to balance that out, bro. And once you go inside, it's hot as shit in your cell, bro. Yeah. And the only thing you could do is read, bro. Because, like, you got to pay, like, $8 for a movie that's taken off your books. You feel me? So that means like $8 less of a phone call. You feel me?
That's bad. Yeah. You don't want to do that.
Like, you don't want to do that, bro.
You'd rather have that phone call.
You
would rather have that phone call. That's what I'd rather do.
And like
call to the fam, make sure everybody good.
When you're like booked and stuff, like at like an adult prison and stuff like that, bro. Like they'll give you like a tablet and stuff. So like I had a tablet. But, like, you had to pay for everything. You had to pay to make the tablet your own.
Right,
which
was,
like, $5 a month. You had to pay for everything on the tablet. Movies, YouTube, everything.
It's a whole industry, man. Mm-hmm. The fucking...
They're scammers, basically, bro. They're scamming.
I imagine you're familiar with, like, the music aspect of it. I forget what the... It's not the GTL joint. Or maybe it's a part of that, but... There's this like music label that only exists in prisons, and it's a fucking huge
Little Dirk, Boosie, Hot Boy, and like some other rappers are on that. But like I didn't see no like mainstream or like little town rappers.
It's fucked up.
Like,
I mean,
it's a
kind of like a weird gray area because like when I first got hip to it, I was like, oh, word, this is a great fucking opportunity. Like I should put some of the stuff that we do on there. But then it's like. They take more ownership of it, but more importantly, like it's just like fucked up. Like the whole agency is like set up in a way that doesn't benefit really anyone. I mean, like yes, you can listen to music, which is great, but like it's all. It's not like the real shit, you know what I mean?
It's
everything's kind of fucked up.
And,
it's for profit.
Yeah.
And you can't even listen to nothing or like watch a movie because it doesn't have sound. So like you would automatically have to like go buy headphones and like you'd have to use your headphones and like listen to everything like
that ass.
Yeah, bro.
Damn,
like
that's
if, like
up.
If I would play something
and then like
I'd have to buy
don't
headphones.
You gotta and then like yeah, it's for visits and stuff like if you want a video call.
Video that's, calls is like got, $30 I
hell
think.
Yeah.
And they and then like the people on the outside gotta pay for that. So like
you can't pay I don't think you can
nah,
put
nah, you can't even you can't even
pay for it.
They have to,
yeah. Because I was trying to do that with my son D-Dot. And I couldn't even do it. I was like trying to figure it out, and they's like, "Oh, you gotta put money." I'm like, "How the fuck I do that?"
Yeah, bro, you have to go like you have to download the Securus app and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that shit is extra, bro.
The whole prison industrial fucking system is, you know, profiting off of prisoners in every different fucking type of way. Whether it's the media, whether it's the fucking, you know, fucking just the whole system in general. But Rachel, ask them a question real quick. I gotta go fucking I figured out where the noise is coming from. I gotta go
drums?
Shut this door. Yeah, it's drums across the hall.
Gotcha. Let me think. I asked this to a couple of different artists that's come in here. When we're looking at personality versus who you are as an artist. And like would you say that the way you are as an artist, is that cohesive with who you are as a person as well? Because I feel like I meet people and it's like this, that, and the third. I rap, I do this. And then you see them outside the studio, outside of a show. And it's like completely different. It's like something that they kind of made up for.
What you
the
think
views,
about
for
that, brother?
Whatever.
Well, how would you, I don't know how, like how I would, I want to see, I want to hear what he got
to
say.
Like, should there be a connect there, or is like having a disconnect better to have like me, Raya being an artist and then Rachel being a person? Do you feel like they should be coming together more, or do you think that they should be separate things?
I feel like you should be in tune with like, but like both, like it should, you should just be one fool, like, you mean, because like I feel like that's how people get like personality disorders, you feel me? Because like some people can act this way rapping, like I said earlier, and like they can act like this, you mean, in person, you feel me? Like they could be the softest guy, but then they sound like the hardest nigga on their song, right, you feel me?
Nah, that's like Post Malone.
Yeah,
Post Malone sound way like, I ain't gonna lie, when I heard Post Malone talk,
I heard he's crazy.
When I heard him talk, bro, I thought he, like, his music sound way different the way he, like, how he is as a person. Like, yeah. he sound white as hell. Yeah. When he rap, he don't sound white. That nigga
it's
sound
just
like
auto-tuned.
Yeah, that's a
it's
fact.
Production, it's all
that
like
shit
that.
Is so crazy, yo. Yeah. When I heard
I
him
meet
talk,
him. I heard he's a cool dude.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
Yeah,
we're the same.
I heard
age,
he's
man.
Very
what
genuine.
I do with my life, you know.
I think he's just crazy though. Like I heard he's just crazy.
Yeah, I heard he.
I heard he's crazy.
Yeah, I heard he's genuine though. I heard he's a genuine person.
Yeah, facts.
I know he rips on the guitar.
Oh yeah, but it's like, I mean, I think with every artist, like there's rise to what they do. So like once he got to a certain spot, he starts to do like country shit. Why? Because he likes it and he has the platform to do.
Yo,
it
facts.
Now,
that's
know?
What like, I, that's what I want to do. Like whenever I like really really start going up, I want to start touching other music and stuff.
But you can but other do sound. That. Do that anytime, bro. Like versatility is something to be able to like say you do and people take it well. Like
nah, that's
I'm a singer as well. I sing jazz. I'm not a jazz singer, but I like singing jazz. I like gospel shit, but I also rap. And I like fucking metal, like heavy metal, screamo shit. Love that. So it's just having an ear for multiple different things.
I like all music. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I don't knock nothing. If I like the way it sounds, I'm gonna listen to it.
If I can understand and relate, and you mean like I'm gonna listen to it. You feel me? Like I'm gonna really listen to it.
I listen to a lot of Tibetan throat singing.
What is that?
Yeah, that's just very interesting.
Like, I fuck with that. You know what I mean? Like
that sounds crazy. I'm gonna lie. Oh, that shit, nah, that shit.
I'm learning how to do it. I'm not.
Yo,
really
bro, when
yet.
You that shit, like, I ain't gonna lie, that shit common.
Yeah, it's very common.
That shit is calm.
Like, I mess with like the beatboxers and like how they start singing too, like at the same time, like that is crazy. I wish I could.
They be
it.
Like,
yeah.
they
I wish
start,
I could do it.
I had a
humming and shit with it.
I feel like
I was like, what the fuck?
I feel like almost every musician I know like had a weird beatboxing phase at some point. Like, like doing some record shit, bro. Like, yeah, I remember being real into
wait,
that.
Wait, does everyone here kind of know how to beatbox a little bit?
Like a little bit.
I was gonna say, let's make a fucking beatbox tune on the pod.
I don't even know.
You do the 808. You'll be the 808.
Fuck. Like a.
Yeah, man, just like that.
I'm
like
so good,
that.
Dude. Yo, this has been a lot of fun, but we're gonna have to wrap this up soon. It's almost 1 o'clock. Nah. Time fucking flies when you're having fun.
Word
right?
And bro.
Yeah.
I just want to extend the deepest thank you to both y'all for coming out here and chatting with me on the pod.
Nah, of course. Appreciate
you
having
this
us.
This was very fun.
Oh, I appreciate you having us.
This is fun for sure. I just got one question left for y'all, but before we do that, I'm going to roll out the floor for you. Where can the people find you? Anything you want to plug? All that good shit.
What?
You could find me on Instagram at @backblockhoncho. You feel me?
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram, J2Geeked _. That's JAYTOGEEKED _. You feel me? And then my music, like I got music on all platforms. You could look up YCSJ. YCSJ. YCSJAY.
Hell yeah.
On all platforms. Yo, go find me.
Do it all for 40.
Hell for 40, yeah. This for my for everything we do, everything I do, music wise, anything in my life, it's for myself. 40.
Word. From this point on, man.
From this point, word.
Word.
And like, you feel me? Nah, facts. I do that shit for my son.
Just remember, graduate high school.
Word. At least do like. You
I
know
was gonna
mean?
Ask if you guys the last little question here in you know 18 and 19 years on this planet. Like, what's the biggest takeaway so far? Any
don't
words
take
of
life for granted. Don't take life for granted, and always, always try to make shit go with people you really fucked with. Anytime, 'cause that's my biggest regret in life. not getting to talk to my son before he going, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Keep it a being. Like, I ain't even get to make shit right the way I wanted to.
Always tell your loved ones you love them because you never know when they going.
Amen.
Real rap. Always, real. Always appreciate who's there for you.
Facts.
While they're there, because you, son, you 40, never know what can happen to somebody.
Realest nigga I know. Gangsta.
Word. Well, thank you all for coming on the podcast. You know it's over now.